Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Mulya of 15th April 1981. 15th April 1981. The language of the eyes would be the language of thoughts. The power of your thoughts work at a much faster speed than the sound of your words. This is why you must make the power of your elevated thoughts so clean that there is nothing unclean or wasteful in them. This is known as having a clear line. You will experience the success of many tasks being accomplished successfully with this power of thought. It is not through your words or other physical means that you will experience total success in transforming soul or the sanskar of souls who come into contact with you. It is with your power of thought that all of their hopes will be fulfilled totally and successfully as though they have already happened. Whenever we read any Avyakta Murli, just I was thinking yesterday, let's concentrate on the date of the Murli. Baba is telling these things in 1981. So many years back, he is talking about this thing. What was the situation of the world that time? What was happening in the field of politics? What was happening in the field of films? What was happening in the field of social world? What was happening in the field of religion? If you look at all of these things, whatever he is telling is so exalted, so high. And he is uttering these words during that period, at that time. So that gives you a different insight into each and every word, each and every sentence he speaks. This is during that period. And if you see in another way, all these words are relevant today. All these sentences are as if they are spoken yesterday or today or today. The language of the eyes would be the language of thoughts. Everywhere people are working on speech, Baba is talking about language of the eyes, language of thoughts, language of silence, language of yoga, language of meditation, language of speechlessness, language of voicelessness. He is talking of this language. The language of the eyes, nobody is speaking anything, would be the language of thoughts. The power of your thoughts work at a much faster speed than the sound of your words. One is to speak, another is not to speak. One is to speak and impress, another is not to speak and impress. One is to speak and mark a dent or imprint on people's mind. Another is not to speak, to remain silent, to remain calm, and let that silence go and penetrate hearts. So, power of your thoughts work at a much faster speed than the sound of your words. One is to become rhetoric, one is to become eloquent and to impress. But that impression may not last for long. People will forget what you have spoken, but what experience you gave, that they will not forget. So, that is why you must make the power of your elevated thoughts so clean, but this is going to happen only when your thought power is clean. That there is nothing unclean or wasteful in them. This is known as having a clear line. Baba has spoken so many times about clear line, about clear intellect. The sum total of spirituality is to have clean heart. The ultimate essence of spirituality is purification of the heart, cleansing of the heart, complete purgation, complete catharsis. That is to become spiritual. There has remained nothing inside which we want to hide. This light should become like an open book. Always we try to hide few things. We don't want people should know that we are having this. This tendency or proclivity to hide some of the things, this is not spirituality. Spirituality is to lead a transparent life. Spirituality is to lead a clean life. Spirituality is to have a clear heart. Spirituality is to lead a life which is free of clutter. No confusion. Such a clear state of the mind. Such perfect stage of the mind with spirituality. But to attain to this state, you may have to suffer a lot, tolerate a lot. Because in a worldly sense, people call such people maybe fools. They may laugh. Because they feel that these are innocent people. They don't understand what is world. They don't have that worldly cleverness. But spirituality is not to become cunning. This cunningness of the heart. You can gain success in the world with cunningness, but not in spirituality. Somebody has written a very good poem where he writes, "What a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive." He writes, "What a web we have woven. We tried to deceive somebody, but in that web of deception, we ourselves got caught." Such a mind, such a heart can never become spiritual. A spiritual heart is absolutely innocent heart. It doesn't know to speak ill of others. It doesn't know to talk ill of others. It doesn't know how to harbor ill feelings. It doesn't know how to hurt others. It doesn't know how to practice connivance. This is not the mark of spiritual heart. The goal of this life is to become completely spiritual. And one of the avenues to this spirituality is silence. Without silence, there can never be progress in spiritual life. All forms of extroversion, all forms, actually, they are going against spirituality. All the so-called forms of extroversion, all the so-called forms of extroversions, they can never make you spiritually progress in this life. So, one is speech, another is silence. Whatever God speaks, He speaks sitting at a very high platform, while we are sitting down and we are trying to interpret, we are trying to expound, we are trying to understand what He is speaking, but we will never understand unless and until our stage also goes to that same level. When this frequency, when this wavelengths match, that time you will start to understand something more than mere words. These are not merely words, but there is some profound meaning hidden in them. If you want to understand, if you want to read between the lines, for that you will have to make your stage also like that. If somebody tries to read this in a very hurried manner and try to understand, he can understand words, he can even by heart, but this rote learning is not going to help in spirituality. Because spirituality is not about learning something by heart. It's not something about impressing others. It's not about rhetoric. It's not about eloquency. It's about silence. It's about speechlessness. It's a journey from speech to speechlessness. It is a journey from sound to soundlessness. It is a mystical journey. Incredible journey. From body consciousness to soul consciousness. And the world of soul consciousness exists in the realm of silence. In those moments of silence, you get new touchings. The language of the eyes would be the language of thoughts. The power of your thoughts work at a much faster speed than sound of your words. That is why you must make the power of your elevated thoughts so clean. Cleansing of the heart. Heart is carrying so many negative impressions, so many negative experiences, so many negative sanskars. That's why Baba is saying, make this heart clean so that there is nothing unclean there. nothing unclean, nothing to hide, or wasteful in them. This is known as having clear line. That time only new touchings will come. New experiences will come, otherwise not. And if you see throughout the day, about 1,000 things are happening that are trying to pollute your mind. How this pollution occurs? It can occur in the form of small thoughts, small feelings that are percolating inside and making everything unclean. That's why Baba is saying you will experience the success of many tasks being accomplished successfully with this power of thought. It is not through your words or other physical means that you will experience total success in transforming soul. The task of transforming the world or the task of transforming souls, that cannot occur just with speeches, talks, workshops, seminars, or simply churning even, or simply discussion even. The task of transforming souls, souls will get transformed only and only when they get some deep experience. A deep feeling within that what we are doing is wrong. And no matter how much you try to explain them with your finest speeches, probably their ego will not allow to accept what you are talking. That is why only these vibrations will help. So, or the sanskars of the souls who come into contact with you. If you want to change soul, if you want to transform their sanskar, if you want that they should act according to what we want, then the task is, we don't have to work on them, we have to work on ourselves. We have to look inside, within us, and see what is wrong, why we are not progressing spiritually, where the shoe is pinching. It is with your power of thought that all of your hopes will be fulfilled. We have so many hopes that they should come in Gyan, that they should become Baba's child, they should help, they should bring, they should become cooperative soul. This is not going to occur unless and until we give them that touching. Totally and successfully, as though they have already happened. So, this is the new language Baba is teaching us. Language of silence. Let's learn to communicate with this language. No need that we send some messages or emails every time. Let's communicate with each other with silence. This weapon of silence is the greatest weapon. If you want to send some message to somebody, if you want somebody to understand your internal feeling, no matter in how many words you send him mail or message, we send with some idea, but they understand with some other thing. There is always misunderstanding, always. When you send a message, when you send a mail, when you write a letter, it's less likely that they understand it in the similar manner as I have written. No. They interpret it in some other way. Is it possible to communicate with each other without taking the help of speech or writing? Yes, it is possible. But it takes a lot of patience. Communicate with each other with silence, mind-to-mind communication. If you want that somebody should understand this thing, send that thought to that person. That's what they do in telepathy. One is receiver, one is sender. Send to that person and there is no question of barrier of anything, time, space. It's beyond everything. All minds are connected. That's what spiritualists outside the world say. All minds are connected and there is one spiritual, one universal mind. If you want to connect with any person, just as every man, every person has got one mobile number, it is not possible that there are two mobile numbers which are similar. If you dial one number, only that mobile will ring, not any other mobile. In the similar manner, if I emerge one particular soul, and if I send one message to that soul, that message will go only to that soul, provided with that much concentration I do that. Provided my own mind is free of waste, provided the traffic is so clear, there is no traffic there, that communication. So, this communication with silence is very important, and it will save energy. It will avoid misunderstanding, confusion. This language of silence is so important. Baba comes, he sits there, and you will see that he is just looking. His drishti is so powerful. He is just seeing each one. He knows everything about everyone. Not only of this birth, but about all the births. And look at how he sits, how he comes, how he talks, how he behaves. What are his emotions? What are his feelings? What is his mind? What he speaks? Sometimes it looks so ordinary. But later on, when you churn that point, you realize what a deep thing it was. His ordinary looking words are carrying deep and profound meaning within them. Why? One question is, why God is so powerful? Any answer? Why he is so powerful? If suppose he has said some murli and we just, some other person, human being sits on the same platform and reads the entire murli just in the same way. All this audience, is it going to stay there? And even while he's going to meet him, we know what he is going to talk. Nowadays he doesn't talk much gyan. He is just repeating. There is something in medical terminology known as verbigeration. He is doing verbigeration. Verbigeration means keep on repeating the same thing. Repeating. Still all are sitting. Why? Why is so powerful? Why his speech is so powerful? Though the matter is not very much new nowadays, but still he is powerful. His power is nowhere decreasing. Why? What is the reason that he is so powerful? He is coming out of that deep silence. His every word is emanating from that silence. He is the ocean of silence. We never tell he is the ocean of silence in our 7-day course, but he is the ocean of silence. And one, if you want to understand him, you need to enter, dive deep, penetrate that ocean of silence. Once it happened that there was a doll of salt. The doll wanted to know, what is this water? What is this ocean? Let me see. Many people explained that doll. Please don't get into this foolishness. You might lose your existence. He said, no, I want to know. I want to understand the depth of this ocean. And with that determined thought, one day that doll of salt jumped into the ocean. And it was happy, exhilarated to see that, oh, it's so deep. But it was going inside. And then doll was getting dissolved in that ocean. And at the end, nothing remained. Where is that doll? Doll vanished. It became one with that ocean. If we want to understand this ocean of silence, let's jump. But there is a risk in jumping. Your own existence, your own identity may not remain. But there is a deep pleasure, there is a deep sense of satisfaction. You jump into this ocean of silence, you go inside, and then you and that silence and that ocean become one. Jesus Christ has said, my Father and I are one. Father has become Son, Son has become Father. At three different statements he is making at three different places. First statement he has said, he was asked, who are you? He says, I am son of God. Two different people, son and father, Dvaitvad. Next time he was asked somewhere, where is your father? He says, my father is in me and I am in my father. This is Vishishta Dvait. Where God is within me and I am in him. This is the second stage, a little higher stage than the first. First you are far away from God. You are seeing that, okay, Baba is there, I am here. You progress ahead and you feel that he is around me. He is always with me. I am under the canopy of that Supreme. This is the higher stage. When you are always surrounded by that encompassing presence of God. You go further ahead. And he was asked, where is your father? He says, my father is in me and I am in my father. But where is your father? My father that art in heaven and the kingdom of heaven is within me. Means he is within me. Still he is asked by one of his disciples at some other point. But I want to know what is your connection with him. He says, my father and I are one. This is the breakthrough statement in Bible. That's why he was pelted with stone and that's why he was crucified. Who are you to say that you are father? He is asked who was, he says, before Abraham was I am. At one place he says, even before Abraham I existed. How can it be? It is blasphemy. You are proclaiming yourself to be son of God and now you are proclaiming that you and father are one. This is against all the scriptures. But what he was talking was not the physical thing. He was talking on spiritual ground. The soul has reached the state of spirituality. Now it doesn't feel that God is within me and I am with God, that he is with me. No. Now the stage has come is Bap Saman. In Brahma Kumaris there are again three stages. When a new soul comes, he says, he is told, you are son of God. That is first, I am son of God, Dvaitvad. There are two entities, not one. He goes further ahead and he understands, he gets Baba's help and Baba's company and he feels that Baba is always with me, no matter what difficult situation it be. That is Vishishta Dvait. Vishishta Dvait of Ramanujacharya. First is the Dvaitvad, Madhavacharya in India. Second is Vishishta Dvait, where God is me and I am in God. And third, you progress ahead and Baba says that is Bap Saman stage. These are the three stages in Brahma Kumaris, three stages in Sannyas. First is Dvaitvad, Vishishta Dvaitvad and Advaita. After the same, that is Nirvikalpa Samadhi. After Christianity, I am son of God, he is with me and I am in him. And third, he and I are one. That ocean of silence and I have become one. But for entering this stage, our silence should be as much profound as that of his. Do we relish silence that much? There is a lot of studies which have taken place in world around. They have said that people do not tolerate solitude for long. If you keep any person alone, he develops madness. He develops madness. There was one experiment done by one king. What he did was, he took one person who was very much healthy and he was imprisoned and kept in prison for 6 months, but with one condition, he will not be allowed to talk with anybody. He will get all the comforts and pleasures there, but he will not be allowed to talk with anybody. After 6 months, when that man was taken out, he was almost mad. That's why they say solitude only two people like. One is ghost, another is saint. These are the only two people who like solitude. Yes, but it is not the case with us. The more we relish silence, we want to remain in silence. The more we relish solitude, we want to remain in solitude. That solitude, that silence, that presence of the unknown, now it is known, never makes you feel isolated. Otherwise a worldly person, just imagine you take one person from Mumbai who is running all the times and he wants somebody to talk with him and who wants everybody crowd around him. If you take that person and keep in Madhuban for 10 days without telling him anything about Brahma Kumaris, he will go mad. He will definitely go insane. That happens in the world. But here we are taught what is silence. We have to become like Father means He is ocean of silence. Let's enter into that ocean of silence. There is no need of talking so much as we talk. We keep on talking. This clutter, this chatter goes on, even in the background. Even while sleep, that background music is on. Relish the sweetness of silence. Relish the sweetness of solitude. Relish, they'll understand, learn. People join to learn languages, English speaking and that Hindi speaking and so many courses. Is there any silent speaking course? Silence is also language. Baba is teaching us that language. Meditation is the language of silence. Let's learn to communicate with each other with silence. The greatest power, the highest silence are fed. Vivekananda said somewhere. The greatest power, the highest silence are fed. The more is your silence, the more you understand and enter into spirituality. The less is your silence, no matter how much you are reading about spirituality. No. How much you are hearing classes? No. It is only in silence that real spirituality is born. So today's homework is most difficult or easy? To remain silent. Don't speak unless and until spoken to. Unless and until somebody comes and talks with you, there is no point in going and starting the talk just to fill the gap. Sometimes we are talking just to fill the time space. There's no point in talking. One has sat for food, another person has sat. They can sit together and have their food in silence, but no, they want to fill that gap of silence and they start talking. There's no need of talking while eating. There's no need of talking while going for a walk. There is no need of talking while doing your work. There's no need of talking. If two people are walking, walk in silence. There's no need of talk there. You will be more close to each other in silence than through words. Om Shanti.